Hi, this is Dave Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute, and I'm here with my partner, Pat.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. And you know, we're just so excited to be here tonight because for the first time in 4 years, this is actually the anniversary of our fifth year. We started in February of 2011, and this is the first time we've had a guest on the show. And we've brought Michael and Lucy from Sourceful Living to do a meditation about self-love. It's kind of perfect. It's February. It's
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah. It's where society steps aside and we look at love in a different way. And, you know, will you be my Valentine, honey?
I will.
She'll be my Valentine. But, you know, that is the conditional love that society knows so well. And Michael and Lucy are here to talk about something much deeper, something much more profound, something more powerful, something that builds worlds. And when you start to tap into that kind of energy, anything is possible. And that's why we brought him here tonight. You know, and I'll just say one thing, and I know Pat will remember these experiences. We've done a lot of different programs, and in some of them, we do a forgiveness exercise. And it starts with forgiveness of others, and it ends with forgiveness of self. And it is always that aspect of self that is most difficult for people. There is the most guilt and, what would you say?
Shame.
Shame.
Blame.
Blame of not loving self or not doing it good enough. And that's why I think Michael and Lucy's message is just so powerful. So we're glad they're here. We'd like to welcome you to our meditation. Say hello.
Well, thank you, David and Pat, and we're very honored to be here as your first guest after 4 years.
We must trust them or something. I don't know.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lucy. It's delightful to be in the loving energy of David and Pat, so this is a perfect, perfect way to start this beautiful meditation.
Oh, Lucy, thank you very much. That was very sweet. And we're just so honored to have you and Michael here. So, Mike and Lucy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you develop Sourceful Living?
Oh, well, thanks, Pat. Both Lucy and I are from the Chicago area. And as partners, we recently launched a new initiative called Sourceful Living. And it's about living your life authentically connected to source energy of Creator God.
We look at how the energy of love is the energy of source, and we also are very interested in empowering people to feel that love as the true nature of who they are. And the ability to love ourselves improves our ability to be connected to source. And when we have this ability to be connected to source, we have internal guidance. We no longer need external clues. We no longer need to be uncentered based on external happenings or the chaos around us. We have a peaceful internal guidance system that is the source of the information we need to live our lives.
And self-love, David, is really coming to the awareness that we are love. And to come to that awareness, it often involves releasing the obstacles, the resistance that we have to letting our true self emerge so that we can live the most joyful life imaginable.
See, I'm already liking what I hear, because what's so neat about it is a couple things, is to have the experience. Once you have the experience, your life is never the same. And that's why I like the message that they're bringing, as well as, you know, many of our meditations that Pat and I do are about removing
the obstacles
that hold us back. And unfortunately for most of us, we're rather blind to them, or the last people to see them, or even more so, they're buried in the subconscious.
And, you know, one other thing that shows up for me around this topic is that those of us who are raised in a lot of different religions were taught that we come into this world as sinners. There's something wrong with us, and that we have to do something in order to get someone to love us, or in order to wash away or repent for those sins. Yet we're innocent. We come into this world as a pure, innocent being, a tiny baby who has done nothing but come into this world. And what do we have to do to be love? Nothing. We are love. So this is a message that I'm loving that Michael and Lucy are bringing, that we are love, we are loving, and we are lovable, and we don't have to do anything but just be that.
That sounds like that ties right into your message.
Oh, absolutely. Love is an energy, and it comes from the inside out, not the outside in. And a large part of the world has that backwards,
yeah,
right?
We have to do something to get the love.
Exactly. And it's through this increase of love that then our cup overflows so that we can then spread love to others that we meet in all walks of our life.
And it's not just about being love and spreading the love. It's really understanding that love as an energy helps us to create our reality. And based on, you know, whatever creations we are to make, going to work, our school, our children, parenting, family structures, whatever it is that we want to create, if we are creating it from a state of a being where we truly love ourselves and honor ourselves as God's creation, can you imagine what that does to the kind of reality that you can create in your life?
It's either coming from love or it's coming from fear. And think about that. What do your creations look like when you're held back or guided from a reaction of fear? So transcend that energy, and there's a world of possibility out there that's beyond imagination.
I like the sounds of that. So why don't we begin the meditation with our invocation? Pat, you're going to do that, I think.
To the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the beings of light, all the holy masters, ascended masters, archangels, angels, saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, ancestors, gurus and guides, and to my higher self, we humbly implore for your divine guidance, for your divine insight, and your divine awareness. We thank you for your divine protection. We ask you that you let us feel the heart melt and open during this meditation, getting in touch with the truth of who we are, the love energy that is us. Thank you in full faith. Amen. So just get comfortable in your chair. And we're going to turn it over to Mike and Lucy now.
Thanks, Pat. As Pat said, just relax into your seat, breathing gently, relaxing your shoulders and your neck, feeling your body, taking a deep breath in and letting it go nice and easy, slow. Breathing in, breathing out, and very relaxing rhythm of life. Breathing in through your heart center, breathing in the light and love of Creator God, filling your body, feeling it spreading through your hands to the top of your head, to the bottom of your feet, as you connect to Mother Earth, grounding yourself with all that is.
Take a nice deep breath. Paying attention to your heart center. One of the greatest acts of self-love that we can do is to maintain our energy field clear and clean and authentic as the love that we are. So we're going to do a very quick exercise called cutting cords. And what we do is anytime you have thought of a person, worried about a person, remembered an unpleasant experience with a person, you've actually put an energetic cord into that person. And anyone who does this with you will put that energetic cord in your field. So where we are now going to clear your energy field from all energetic cords. So very gently and very lovingly, hold the intention that any cords that have been placed in your energy field are lovingly and gently released and returned to sender with love. Feel feel your energy system clear and clean and the freedom that comes as you now intend to retract your energy from any places that you have put it. Any people, any energy fields that you have cords into, you reclaim your energy into your own space and you fill your energy up with you. Loving and gentle. On your out-breath, release any tension you may be having in your body. On your in-breath, fill with love. And focusing on your heart center now. A wonderful, loving gesture is to find something about ourselves, to recall a time where we loved ourselves, where we felt happy, where we felt loved. And we're recalling it only to mark the reference of the feeling. So take a moment now and see if you can find that time where you felt joyful, grateful, where you felt you were on top of the world. Where you loved yourself, where you were proud of yourself. And tap into that feeling and breathe that feeling into your heart space. Exhaling and inhaling. And expanding that feeling throughout your entire energy field. Smile. The energy of loving yourself is very often expressed with a gentle smile. As you begin to honor who you are as a loving being. Self-love is the act and the process of allowing yourself to be exactly who you are now. Loving all the imperfection in the perfection of the divinity that you are right now. Allowing yourself to believe that you're creating your higher and higher version of yourself as your life unfolds. And honoring your expression of divinity at all times. Taking a deep breath in of love. Let's heal the body. Let's take that energy of love. Those of you who can bring it in through your crown, bring it in through your crown. Those of you who want to breathe it in through your hearts, do that. But we are taking the highest version of love, which is a version of vibration. It's an energy propellant. It's an energy that manifests and creates. it is the energy of God, the essence of who you are. And we are reminding ourselves that this is who we are. Breathing that energy in and beginning to intend to imprint every cell of our bodies. Allow the imprint of love to affect every water molecule in your body. Transform your energy by allowing the water to be imprinted by your love of self. And taking that energy of love, intend that the energy of love clearly go through your entire electrical system of your body. Spinning your electrical field in the perfect speed appropriate for your health and well-being. Allow the energy of love to imprint your breath. Your breath is the inflow and the outflow of spirit. Imagine your breath touching every cell, every molecule, every atom of your body with love. There is nothing more honoring of self than to hold and be the expression of love that you are in all the myriad of forms that that expression can take. Joyful, grateful, loving, the safety and the security of knowing that love runs your reality. As the energy of love continues to fill the physical body and your energetic body, allow energies that are not that of love to release. If you feel any tension in your body as you do a body scan, send the love to that and release. Those of you who are having health challenges, take the codes, the imprint that comes with love, and send that love energy to the systems or organs that could use that perfect love. Begin to feed your body physical with the energy of love through your breath, flowing in, breathing in through your crown, the incredible light love into your body and dispersing it throughout your entire physical body. And then allowing that light and love to disperse throughout your energetic bodies. Feed your mind the energy of love. Hold the intention that your thoughts are guided by the wisdom of your heart, that your eyes see beyond the illusions presented in this world to the love that is behind all things. Feed your emotions this love. There is no resistance in self-love. There is no self-deprecation. There is simply acceptance and the love of allowing. Allowing what is and allowing the what is to give us information as to how we wish to proceed differently. To discern rather than judge what actions are required for us to create the lives that we truly love living. That truly honor who we are as the expression of love. Feed your soul the love that you are. What would life be like if every moment of every day you had certainty and absolute knowingness that you are love and perfect in this moment, and that the act of creation, the process of creation, was a playful, loving child game that we could create. And if the creation wasn't exactly to our pleasure, we could release that creation with tremendous love and create anew. Breathe this childlike energy into your heart space. Live in the moment and breathe in this loving energy. Feel the light grow in your heart space. Breathing in and out to expand this energy beyond your field. To interact with those around you and the world around you from this space of loving yourself and creation. Very gently open your eyes and feel this energy of loving yourself, of joy and the gratitude of honoring the expression of love that you are in a conscious state while you observe the room around you without going anywhere. Simply observe what is around you from this state of being. Loving ourselves involves walking around in our world in this state of being at all times. May the light and the love that you are grow and shine forth and bless you and everyone you meet. So be it, and so love is. Amen.
So to the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, and to all the beings of light, angelic forces of light, our spiritual teachers, gurus, and guides into our higher soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you for these teachings and for the experience of self-love and for the gift of love that we may know the truth of who we are. We thank you for your priceless blessings. And so it is, taking this forth into the world, knowing that the light in us shines, changing the world, one heartbeat at a time. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Michael and Lucy, for the message of self-love and for the experience of self-love. You know, I am especially grateful for the power of the meditation through the vibration of the water. I mean, the body is so much water, and the vibration of one molecule carries through to all molecules. You know, we may think we have to change everything at once, but we don't. We just start with a seed, and the seed tonight has been planted for love of self. It's a powerful seed. And Pat and I just encourage you to nurture it every day. Come back to this meditation. It's archived for you to use as often as you desire. For the more the seed of love grows, the more your joy will grow. The more your outlook in life will change to be vibrant and healthy and passionate. It's what life is meant to be. Unfortunately, you got to do it though. You just got to show up every day, but don't be discouraged. It's as simple as just changing your thought and breathe anew, just like in the meditation. You can start over again because every second is a new choice. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
See, she agrees with me, so it must be true. We have alignment. No, really, thank you, Michael and Lucy.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Blessings, everyone.
So how would everyone find out more about what you guys do, what other programs you have going on? Why don't you let them know what your contact information is?
Well, again, you can contact us through sourcefulliving.com. That's one word, sourcefulliving.com. And we have different programs that we offer on self-love, on and empowering individuals, energy hygiene, sourceful living. And you can read all about it on the website, and we'd love to have you as a guest.
Excellent. Thank you. And this is Dave Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute and my partner, Pat. And you can find us at globalbreathinstitute.com. Our phone number is 734-416-5200. Or you can check out our healing center, bodyworkshealingcenter.com. We'd appreciate it if you go out to Facebook, give us a like, comment on some of our posts. You'll find inspiring food for thought in conscious living. So we'd love to see you back here again next month when we have our next full moon meditation on prosperity consciousness. So until next month, namaste.
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 Namaste.